I owned the goal by asking for help. I own the goal by having difficult conversations. I own the goal by not defaulting to what's easy. I own it by not putting a standard on myself to be perfect, but only progress in a direction that's realistic. Hi, and welcome to the Girl Who Can podcast. I am so, so happy you're here. It's time for you to remember that you are the girl who is valuable, inspiring, and deserves to live in the confidence that is uniquely yours. Because my friend, you are the girl who can. But we're also not a place that expects or promises perfection, because striving and hustling for the perfect looking life, one, doesn't exist, and two, will rob you of who you were created to be. So stick around and let me remind you of how to be the girl who can with who you already are. In this podcast, we have conversations that inspire you to be productive, stay rooted in purpose, but also learn how to embrace the imperfection that is just part of the journey and remember that you're not alone in that. So hi, I'm Arissa, registered dietitian by trade, but most importantly, your friend, and I've made it my mission to live and share with you the importance of working hard, but also resting well. So I invite you to be the girl who shows up for herself as we get into today's episode. Happy Saturday. I know this is going to be released on Saturday, so happy weekend. I hope you guys have some fun plans. You maybe or maybe are not listening to this when it comes out on the weekend. So it might be during the week for you that you're listening to this, but regardless, I hope you're having a great week, a great day, whatever the case. And if you are not, I am sorry, but there is still time to turn it around and have a good rest of your day. But I'm glad that you showed up, whether you are a new listener or a returning listener. As always, I'm excited you're here and I appreciate you more than you know. I have had some of you guys reach out on social media and I just love hearing from you guys. I am actually on a social media break right now. At the beginning of the year, I put in 4 different times throughout the year to take a social media break, regardless of what was going on during that week. It's just a good heart check for myself to always step away from time to time, because I can definitely get consumed with it and my screen time when it pops up, you know, at the end of the week, I'm like, I don't want to know. So I'm on a little bit of a social media fast and it always feels really good to do that. And after a while, it just gets easier and easier. So I highly, highly recommend that you take a week off social media if you have never done that before. Even if you don't feel like you're over consuming or anything, it is very eye-opening, because sometimes I would go to the Instagram app just mindlessly when I would be kind of on a break before and be like, oh my gosh, what am I doing? Like, it's kind of just a habit that you don't even sometimes realize that you're doing or filling the space with. And so when I take these breaks, it allows me to just be more present, be with my husband more. We got a puppy, if you didn't know from the last episode, but be more present with my puppy, or just get back to boredom, like be okay with boredom and not filling the space with consuming. So all in all, do it if you haven't done it. But happy weekend. Hope you're having a great day, a great week. Happy April, right? We're in April. And I know April looks a little bit different for everybody, meaning like weather-wise, I'm in Texas. So some days it's rainy, some days it is 80 degrees, so we never know. But I work with people all over the world, and in some parts of the world, it is snowing. And I'm like, oh my goodness, I feel really bad for you. Not that I don't enjoy snow, but April's like kind of, we're heading into spring. And when I think about spring, it should be sunny and you just feel good when the sun's out. I don't know if anybody else agrees. I hope you do, because the suns just feel good. If the sun is out, it dictates my mood for the day. So yeah, happy April. But crazy that pretty much the first quarter of the year is behind us, right? I want to get right into it today. We have a lot to talk about that's kind of on my mind, so we'll just get right into it. But we talk a lot about on this show about goals and whatnot, right? Because the title is called The Girl Who Can, and that requires you to be in that energy of knowing that you can do something or you want to do something. Clearly you showed up, you clicked on this podcast because you have this element of wanting to move towards something, whether that's a goal, if you want to call it a goal or not, whatever that might look like for you. But as I mentioned, we're done with quarter one, if you will. I don't know where it went. I don't know where the first part of the year has gone. It's just crazy to me. I don't know what happened. It feels like I blacked out. And I'm not going to lie, I was feeling a bit of imposter syndrome yesterday when I was thinking about this to myself. Like, what do you mean we're in April? What did I do? Did I even get anywhere in regards to my goals? I feel like the same person. Have I improved? Just kind of like going down a bit of a rabbit hole and a spiral, because as a doer, as somebody who feels like they can do it all and has come from a background of just kind of hustling, I can get in seasons of that, of like, am I doing enough? And there are two things that I concluded to after kind of having these thoughts yesterday that I kind of just want to bring to light and bring forward to you, because I think there's a lot of people, especially my age, I'm a millennial, but who just our culture feels like we have to constantly be doing more. We feel like we're behind compared to people that are on social media, right? Like, that's why I take breaks from social media, so I don't fall into that trap of comparison. But by whose standards are we behind, right? And in all honesty, I was getting these feelings because I'm still struggling with some things that I actually would have liked and hoped to improve by now from, you know, the beginning of the year. Things I wish I would have started. And I feel like I'm still hitting kind of that same wall, that same barrier, if you will, from the beginning of the year. And so I'm like, what do you mean? Why am I still in the same spot? And that alone can make me feel guilty if I really think about it long enough. As I mentioned yesterday, I feel like I was spiraling a little bit of just my thoughts of feeling behind. And that can obviously cause me or just anybody who might be having those feelings or have had those feelings before cause you to feel insecure or just down in that whole spiral of comparison. But, you know, I also came to the conclusion, which is what I want to share, is that it's important to give yourself grace. And I don't mean give yourself permission to not take action. I say the word grace because the reason why I didn't work on some of those things that I, yes, would have, quote, liked to in the beginning of the year is because my priority shifted. And it's okay for my priorities to shift because it was for good reasons. I realized I actually value rest a little bit more in these first couple of months than I did, you know, from the beginning of the year. And when I say rest, I mean just being able to not have something to do 24/7. As I mentioned before, I come from a place of always feeling like I need to do more. I need to hustle in order to get ahead or to be, quote, successful. But I have had more opportunities to rest and have fun over the first couple of months of the year, meaning like valuing family time a little bit more, time without my phone, time away from work, actually intentionally putting up boundaries to not work on the weekend and not have an agenda, a bit more of a slower paced lifestyle that I sit here and I'm grateful for. I'm grateful that I took those moments of rest because there's so much fun and value within those moments that I think we can demonize sometimes, like, oh, you're not doing anything. And I realized this is okay. And it is something I am leaning into a little bit more than I did a couple of years ago. And that doesn't make me a failure. It's not normal for me. It's not in my nature. It just means I'm changing. And I'm leaning into this kind of different season that I actually like and I am grateful for, as I mentioned. And, you know, when I started this podcast, it's in the intro as well, but it says, like, you can be the girl who can work hard, but also rest well. Those two things can coexist, and it is important for them too, because rest is very different than giving up. Rest is very different than procrastinating. rest is making space for enjoyment, for the opportunity to just be and leave room for the miracles, live without chaos. And for me recently, I found such life within boredom and the stillness and the ability to not have an agenda. And while, yes, it still is uncomfortable for me and I can get in those seasons, like, am I doing enough? I also have to remind myself of the value that I find in it and that it's okay for my priorities to shift. And everybody's different. I'm not saying this is you or it has to be you. But it's the main message is that it's okay for you not to be at a specific place in regards to your goals because your values shifted in a way that you're okay with. That's what I'm trying to get out here. So that's kind of the first realization that I've had recently of how I'm feeling about the first couple of months of the year. My other take is, okay, while yes, I give myself grace and recognize some priorities are shifting, I still value some of those original things I wanted to work on. Maybe it's going to look a little bit different, and that's okay. So how do I start to see this progress towards the things that I want out of the rest of the year? Well, simple, which is what we're going to talk about today. I have to own my goals. You can be the girl who owns up to her goals. And this is something that actually somebody in my life told me recently when it comes to wanting to see change. It's as simple as just owning it. And when I say owning it, I mean fully embracing what comes with that goal. The little micro moments of action that fall under the umbrella of whatever thing you're trying to work towards. And when you think about the word own, when you own something, you have a sense of responsibility over it, right? Like, it is yours. So I think sometimes when we set goals for ourselves, sometimes we fall into a victim mindset. So it's about being self-aware of, are you taking full responsibility that you want this for yourself, or are you blaming other people for getting in your way? That's something to check yourself of. And I don't mean like explicitly blaming somebody, but I mean even falling into that comparison trap. If you're like, oh, well, I'm not as good as at this skill than she is, or so-and-so can do it better. I'm not as talented, or I'm not as gifted. And trust me, this is me like talking to myself here. Sometimes I'm like working, I need to hear this information on a day-to-day basis too, to myself, but you can be giving up a bit of your goal because you're letting somebody else influence how you're getting there. So if you take full responsibility, you own your goal, it is yours, you work towards it. And think about when you own something you really value, you protect it, right? You might lock it up in a safe. You do what you can do to make sure it doesn't get messed with or messed up. Some things, I will say, there are some things that I definitely could have taken better care of that have a lot of value to them, but that's besides the point. Think about just a prized possession that you really care for. How do you treat it? How do you treat those quality things in your life? Think about what your life could look like if you treated your goals that same way, if you protected it and did what you could to take full responsibility of it. Think about what your life could look like. And, you know, that could just seem overwhelming. Like, okay, how do I do that on a day-to-day basis though? Like, I get it. But like I said before, it's the micro moments that fall under that goal that are a part of taking ownership of what you want to work towards. So I want to be practical as always and realistic with you. So one of the things that I want to grow in is a skill of being more collaborative and delegating. And I have always been somebody who feels like I can do things on my own because I know how I want things done. But it just doesn't serve me well. Trying to be a leader and building up people around me to leverage their gifts, especially in the work that I do, I am a leader of a team. And so not being able to be collaborative or delegate is something that just isn't serving me well, but it is really hard for me to do. And it's not something I recognize on a day-to-day basis because it's always been in my nature to just do, go. I can do it. Yes, I can do it well. Like, and I can do it well. I will get it done, but it provides me no satisfaction because I am just burnt out at the end of the day. And it holds me back from also helping the people around me to be self-sufficient and for me to also be more productive. If I can delegate and utilize somebody else's gifts, I am helping them work in a skill and exercise their gifts, but also allowing myself to be more productive. So it just requires me to be a little bit more intentional because, I mean, I have this platform, right? Like, I love helping other people and speaking life into other people around me. And within my work, I'm able to do that as well. And so it requires me to just, like I said, be a little bit more intentional and uncomfortable of using a skill that I'm not necessarily exercising very often. So how do I own this? How do I own this goal of trying to be more collaborative and delegating things? I own it by honestly messing up frequently, but knowing why. Because when I'm trying to delegate, I might not do it in a right way. I never want to give somebody just a task and make them feel like they're doing something else. That's not the right way to delegate things. I want to be able to delegate appropriately. So that requires a bit of trial and error. But I have to recognize when I'm doing it and how I can improve for the next time. That requires self-reflection, self-awareness. So messing up, I'm going to mess up. I own it by messing up, but frequently knowing why. I own it by intentionally making conscious decisions to not do something. And what I mean by that is, like, it's not my nature to be collaborative sometimes and delegate. So I have to be conscious to not act within those normal things that I would do, or being intentional to do something out of my comfort zone. I own the goal by asking for help. I own the goal by having difficult conversations. I own the goal by not defaulting to what's easy. I own it by not putting a standard on myself to be perfect, but only progress in a direction that's realistic. This is important because we can put a lot of unrealistic expectations on ourselves, and that just sets us up for failure and inaction. So another way to own it is by setting yourself up for success. And this is something that you can do on a day-to-day basis. This means your self-talk, telling somebody else about the goal. This is huge. You know, as I mentioned a little bit, a couple of minutes ago, like, asking for help. This is the way of owning the goal because you're inviting other people in and somebody else can hold you accountable. So telling somebody else that you're trying to work on something, maybe it's getting a mentor, maybe it's just telling a friend, maybe it's telling your significant other, so then they can follow up with you on it or get feedback. If they know you well enough to know that, hey, is this something that's important or realistic right now? Just inviting other people in that can support you as well. Obviously, writing it down makes it a little bit more real. Setting weekly goals, setting daily goals, getting excited over it. You guys, like, I want you to get excited over whatever your goals are, not feeling like they're so overwhelming or daunting that they're so far out of reach. I'm not going to lie, my goals can sometimes feel a little overwhelming. And so if they are overwhelming, that's a good sign to kind of ask yourself, is this something that I truly want? Or is this something that somebody else's goal, somebody else's dream? Under what standards are you making this goal for yourself? You know, get excited. Goals should be fun. Growing should be fun. Working towards improvement, yes, is hard and can be challenging in some moments, and you're not going to love every single second over it, but ultimately, why not enjoy your life? Why would you spend time not enjoying working towards something that's going to bring you benefit, right? Is it going to bring you harm, or is it going to bring you benefit? More stress or joy? You know, really, really assessing that. So getting excited over your goals, and knowing what it could bring you, knowing how it can impact others, or knowing how you can use it for good. That's a good way to kind of assess if a goal is for greater good too, is just seeing like, is this going to have impact on the people around me? Because I truly believe like that's our purpose here. That's why I have the space to be able to share your gifts with the world, be able to impact other people around you for a greater purpose. Yeah. But I also want to emphasize that moving towards your goals come from action. Okay. Not any sort of like big grandiose action. Sometimes it can be, but really any action, because sometimes when we think it has to be this big shift, we get overwhelmed and we don't do anything. We also think about action. We as humans think that that should come from motivation. We feel motivated to do something. And we hear it all the time. I'm a dietitian, so I work with clients, and I hear, well, I'm not motivated to work on X. I'm not motivated to go on a walk. Well, you guys, I am not motivated to do a lot of things either. Okay. But we think this motivation is what starts it all. And then that results in action. And then you get results. That is completely wrong. It's not motivation that starts it. It's action. It goes action and then results, and then you're motivated. We're all motivated by seeing results, right? So when you're not motivated, it's because you're not seeing progress usually. And when you're not seeing progress, you stop. Because when you're discouraged, you stop. And so it's very, very important to change the cycle or just redefine what motivation actually is. Action doesn't come from motivation. Changing the cycle of becoming action first, and then you see results, and that leads to motivation. And when you're motivated, it leads to more action, right? And so any action, regardless of how you feel, is fantastic. It doesn't have to be at 100% effort, but any action is little progress and results in the direction that you want to go in. So I really, if you take one thing out of this podcast, it really is just change that motivation loop. Doesn't start with motivation, starts with action. And I get it, that can be hard, but it is doable. So the next time you're not motivated, it's okay. You don't have to be, but that doesn't mean you can't still do the action. When you do the action, that actually builds up resilience. So you're kind of killing two birds with one stone, if you will. And ultimately, all of that equals to owning your goals and taking responsibility of them and having fun with it and allowing there to be space to be rest in between. I don't want you to forget that, because when you allow that space in between, you're able to celebrate your progress. And, you know, that's actually really where I want to leave it. I hope this was helpful. I hope it made sense. But with that, I love you guys. Let me know if this was helpful for you, what you learned. Come connect with me over on social media at The Girl Who Can Podcast or at Arissa Bua. Both are linked in the show notes. Let me know what you want more of, want less of. I appreciate you guys reaching out to me. I want to know who you are, lift you up, hold you higher, let you know that you can be the girl who can. But I appreciate you giving yourself the space to listen to this and listen all the way to the end. I'm proud of you, and I hope you're proud of yourself too. So go out there and own your goals. Let me know what your goals are. And if you haven't already, I would appreciate it if you could leave a review if this helped you out over on Apple Podcasts specifically. For some reason, Apple Podcasts just holds more weight to help grow the show. That's a goal of mine, right? To help grow this community, this space. So I'd appreciate if you left a written review or wherever you are listening. It truly, truly helps and always welcome. But with that, I will chat with you guys next week and have a wonderful rest of your day. Bye.